From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Emily Polsander. It's gotten harder for certain immigrants to work legally in the U.S. KUER's Macy Lipkin spoke with one Utah resident who lost his job due to processing delays.
Alejandro Contreras was living a typical Park City life, skiing, mountain biking, and working at a hotel. He came to the U.S. as a child and has been working under deferred action for childhood arrivals. He applied for renewal in March and still doesn't have an answer. When his work permit expired in July, he lost his job.
Then I hope I get approved so that way I can tell my employer, hey, is this spot still open? Can I go back?
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services says it's vetting aliens more thoroughly to keep Americans safe. But renewal delays aren't the only way the government is limiting work permits. The Trump administration ended temporary protected status for people from 10 countries. Jessler Molina is with the Venezuelan Alliance of Utah. He says lots of Venezuelans have lost their jobs.
You know, everything from restaurants, manufacturing, working on the fields, all the way to professionals who are doctors, engineers, you name it.
He says some people have gone back to Venezuela and some are looking for other legal paths, like asylum. But changes from the administration have made that harder as well. Macy Lipkin, KUER News.
Opponents of data center development near Great Salt Lake now want to pressure the Utah Inland Port Authority Board. A letter with more than 1,100 signatures was delivered yesterday. Activists want the port board to use its financial leverage to prevent data centers in its project areas. In a June statement, the Port Authority said it is not incentivizing data centers or actively recruiting them. Signers of the letter, however, want policy rather than a promise. Utah has wrestled with the fallout of a proposed Box Elder County project north of the lake. The governor has since ordered new guidelines. Some counties issued moratoriums. Meanwhile, developers shrank the acreage of the Box Elder Data Center. Utah State University is expanding the team that handles its name, image, and likeness athletic deals. Sydney Bowman is the Associate Business Development Manager. The new role is another sign of the changing landscape in college sports. Her job is to develop corporate partnerships with student athletes and grow sponsorships. She'll also work with students on their personal branding. Bowman is a former Aggie softball pitcher and earned a degree in marketing. Utah State University moved to the Pac-12 conference in July. The 2027 Utah Teacher of the Year is down to 5 finalists. The Utah State Board of Education announced the list yesterday. The 5 educators come from schools as far south as Millard County and as far north as Cache County. The finalists set themselves apart in areas such as classroom innovation and impact on students and their communities. The teachers will now participate in in-person interviews with the selection committee. The winner will be announced September 3rd and will then go on to represent Utah in the National Teacher of the Year program. You are listening to KUER News.